Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Bienvenidos, mi gente. Gloria Estefan here. You are listening to Red Table Talk, the Estefans podcast. All your favorite episodes from our Facebook Watch show in audio.
Has cancel culture gone too far?
Everything I do is twisted.
I've lost 2 record deals, friends, sponsors.
Please, I love TikTok. I'm sorry. I will shut up.
In the minds of the overwhelming majority, I am irredeemable.
You sound like such a hypocrite.
A lot of people could say the same thing about you.
No, that's just f***ed up.
Are we ready, ladies?
I don't know.
I don't know. We answered the same thing. I don't know.
All right, well, let's get started. In 2021, the concept of cancel culture is everywhere, from our politics to pop culture. Some view cancel culture as a modern form of social justice, a way to hold others accountable for offensive words and actions, past and present. Others feel that cancel culture is a dangerous trend led by online mobs who will stop at nothing to silence anyone or anything they disapprove of.
I think, personally, it has gone too far. I think it's dangerous. I feel like accountability, personally for me, and cancel culture are 2 separate things. I'm glad the world is changing and we need to hold people accountable for being racist or being homophobic. For example, in the case of somebody who has broken the law, maybe even, you know, an abuser of some sort, they need to be taken out of society to not be a threat, but that's not the responsibility of a 14-year-old online.
Yeah, but if you take them out, the biggest question is, do you forgive them? Do we give them a second chance?
Human beings are going to make mistakes. You've made mistakes. I've made mistakes. The danger is there that it's a broad spectrum. Some people have been canceled for, in my opinion, things that they haven't even done. And then there are people who deserve to not have a platform. But a lot of the time, I think that they're kind of viewed possibly in the same kind of way.
Okay, or they've been canceled for something they did 20 years ago.
Right.
When things were different. So are we really doing something that is helping the society? I think we're way more sensitive. I've been doing the same show, El Gordo y la Flaca, for the last 24 years. And I can look back and say there are things that were, now when I see it, it was politically incorrect, totally. But it was the times.
I've been watching this with a keen interest. And
because
just,
you went through some kind of cancel culture in 1997.
I did, you know.
Mom, spill the tea. You got canceled?
I walked right into a firestorm when I stood up for a woman who was let go from the county film board for expressing her opinion that artists from communist Cuba should be able to perform in Miami as the embargo states. I wrote a letter to the paper defending everyone's right to freedom of speech, even those whose points of view may not reflect our own.
And the first thing I write here is that let me clearly state that I am staunchly anti-communist. A guy got a steamroller and steamrolled my CDs. I got trashed, dragged, they call it now, right? That's a new word.
Come on, lingo mom.
Girl, I just learned that this week. What happened to me was local. Now it's worldwide.
For a long time, people have been doing this to other people. It's not something new, but it has evolved and changed with the internet.
The rise of gossip bloggers like Perez Hilton in the early 2000s paved the way for today's online mobs. As the man behind Hollywood's most hated website, Perez made a name for himself by urging his followers to cancel scandal-plagued stars like Britney Spears and Lindsay Lohan. In 2010, he had a change of heart and vowed to stop attacking and insulting celebrities on his blog.
Welcome, Perez! I'm sure a lot of people are going to know you that are watching this show.
And a lot of people are probably going to be angry at you.
Me?
Yeah, for
bring it, baby.
Giving me a platform.
And that very well may be true, but changing this dialogue and moving forward, the importance of having you here is for you to speak of you've contributed to this world, and now how are you going to contribute to changing it? What do you consider yourself when it comes to the industry?
I consider myself an entertainer. I wouldn't say I'm a journalist, although I do take what I do seriously.
But for example, like, there were human beings on the other side of your stories, and we have to call a spade a spade here. You said some pretty
absolutely.
Hurtful things.
Did you feel powerful when you did those things?
That word power, to me, it never resonated because that would imply that I can force people to do things and I can force people to think a certain way. I could have influence, but I'd like to view it more like opportunity. Mm-hmm. I have the opportunity to share and people have the opportunity to receive.
Seriously?
Yeah. I viewed what I did as shining the light. Mm-hmm. I'm shining the light on celebrities that get it right. And those that get it wrong, those that are behaving badly.
And in your mindset, did you think maybe, oh, well, they know what they signed up for?
That's one of the many talking points that I would tell my brain to program it to justify my behavior. I was a drug addict, and attention was my drug. Mm. I knew what I was doing was bad, and I kept doing it, and I kept being rewarded for it.
And by the way, I think that's one of the big issues with social media and the kids that are getting on it. Because we all crave attention and we all crave acceptance. Right now, acceptance is likes.
Perez was getting plenty of those likes on TikTok until late 2020 when he was banned from the site.
I feel like my world is crumbling.
He suddenly found himself on the other side of the cancel culture coin and begged TikTok to reconsider.
Get on the phone with me and talk to me, please, TikTok, anybody.
But the ban remains in effect.
What did you do?
On the app, you know, they have this thing called the For You page where random videos pop up on your feed. I saw this video because she was and still is the most followed person on TikTok, Charli D'Amelio. At the time, she was just 15 years old. Oof. I saw this video of her on the beach in a bikini dancing what I thought was sexually to a song with very explicitly sexual lyrics about having sex. So what I said, which I do not regret, I would have rephrased it now, was, is this appropriate? I should have maybe...
That was the question?
But didn't you also call her, like, bland?
She's very girl next door. Bland, basic, boring.
That's still a 15-year-old girl. She's a child, you know?
Did you do it for the views?
No.
Because she was like the number one.
Calling her bland or asking that question?
No, just getting in the fray.
Because no, it was a specific question that I had. And there was like a petition to get me banned. And I just was viewed as the enemy.
A petition? Where does this happen, this
change.org.
Petition?
Change.org. I do think it's interesting, though. A lot of people, both old and young, think that
having an opinion that might not be positive is bullying.
Were you bullied in school?
I was, for being fat, actually.
What did you learn from those dark moments in your life?
I wasn't aware of it at the time, but the whole birth of Perez and so much of what I did and still do was a reaction to my childhood trauma. Now I realize I was kind of wielding a sword, and I just wanted to wield the sword because life had been so unkind and unfair to me. But a sword can really hurt people.
At the height of his blog's popularity, Perez was infamous for outing closeted gay celebrities like Clay Aiken, Lance Bass, and Neil Patrick Harris before they were ready to come out to the public.
Did you feel maybe because you were openly gay that that was your, like, permission to out people that were gay that didn't come out?
No, that's just f***ed up. I never understood how you as a gay man could put anybody in that situation.
Were you
like,
outed?
I don't understand that.
I was outed by a family member.
Okay.
But...
to the family.
Yeah.
Not to the family.
I was outed to my family, too. And I can tell you, if somebody did that to the public, if you had done that to me, oh, girl.
To answer your question,
yes,
you know...
Yes, please.
I knew what I was doing was wrong. I would tell myself all these mantras, all these talking points to, you know, being that drug addict. Well, I'm going to do this because of that. So
rationalize.
I would say things like, well, I'm just sharing with my friends online what my friends in private talk about. So why should I treat my public friends any differently than my private friends?
They're not your friends. They're the audience of these people.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling. And it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from the Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, Perez, I want to address this with you because last week we had Lauren Jauregui at this very table to talk about the online abuse of women, and your name came up. And one of the things that bothered her the most was the photo that you tweeted because it was almost forcing her to come out. Let's watch it.
To the point of the coming out thing, I wasn't ready. I didn't know because I'm also Latina.
Yes.
You know, so there was that looming thing of like, what is my community going to feel about me? And my immediate family knew, but it was like in news.
So articles. You were outed to the public.
Yeah. I felt really violated.
Yeah.
I don't view myself as outing her.
That picture that was in the photo booth, she never intended for that to get out.
For especially young women, sexuality is so fluid.
What Girl, is wrong with you?
I'm so serious.
You can't say for a woman for, like and a male, oh, well, gay man, it's different. Like women have sex with women, like no matter, like that's different.
There's a lot of women who will make out with
that's,
women and don't identify
that's so
as
hurtful. Men and a lot of people in society will look at two women together and they don't legitimize our relationship because they're like, oh, girls make out with girls. It's just a college phase. Oh, yeah, girls together are hot. Like, which is what you're doing right now.
I think
you can't,
sexuality like, is very, for a lot of women,
but you're
women,
a man, you're
fluid.
Not a woman. You can't speak to a woman's experience. That's not fair.
When I shared those photos, I didn't say anything negative.
Right.
I just shared the photos that were already trending. It's not like, ooh,
you
I got this
You just hopped on the train and took advantage so that you would get more views and followers.
I wouldn't view it as taking advantage. How did I take advantage
well,
of her?
But that's what you said before. Like, oh, you see a good story. I'm going to just spread it and perpetuate it. What I'm saying is just let it go. Like, let her figure it out herself.
It kind of goes back to just, like, the nature of what I do or a show like El Gordo y la Flaca.
What do we do? Okay, well, tell
you
me.
You don't post it. You
but
wait
what
for
is
her
the
to
line?
Speak. That has nothing to do with her career.
Okay,
yeah,
wait,
it's
wait,
a story.
Wait,
why
wait,
do you
wait.
Have to
Now we
it?
Know this story, but as an entity, as a show, if we get a picture from Lauren, we would have done exactly
but
the same.
Up. That's my point. It was private. It was taken
How
from her
How do we
private.
Know that that picture was
Because
private.
It was known that it was a private family photo.
Did you know that?
No, it was at a wedding.
It was social media.
This is a problem as a culture of exploiting young people for things like their sexuality, their private life. We should have people who put flags in the sand and say no.
Okay, but then you're talking about censorship or what are you saying?
I'm not talking about censorship. I'm talking about we have somebody right here who has done damaging things to a lot of people and has been on the other end of receiving hate.
I've accepted that in the minds of the overwhelming majority, I am irredeemable.
Okay.
There is nothing I could ever do change, grow, evolve, mature to make things right with my past. Like, not even if I donated all of the money that I've made over the last years, if I gave it all away, they would say, okay, that's nice. It still doesn't erase his past. Or, that's great, he's still a D-bag. Or, what an idiot, I can't believe he gave away all of his money. I do believe that a lot of people view cancel culture as a form of entertainment.
Absolutely. All right, YouTube star Gabby Hanna skyrocketed to fame in 2013 and has consistently made headlines for online feuds with other social media influencers. Those feuds have escalated to online mobs calling for Gabby to be canceled. Fans of her rivals have even started a petition similar to the one that led to Perez Hilton's TikTok ban. Gabby, who's also building her music career, says this has devastated her both personally and professionally.
No matter what I say or do, it's just like everything I do is twisted.
Welcome, Gabby. This table's on fire, woman.
It's Hello. On something.
Hello.
Oh my God.
Hey, guys. I'm absolutely just aching back there.
You should have just come on out.
Welcome, I wanted to. I was trying to be respectful.
Welcome.
First of all, I cannot tell you how honored I am to be here with everyone at this table.
Well, thank you.
I am obsessed with you so much, everything that you're saying.
At least someone is.
No. So I feel like you're speaking out of my journal. Like everything that you've been saying about the picture, because you are absolutely correct. It's the equivalent of if somebody starts a rumor in high school and it's kind of gossip among the mean girls, and then somebody takes the overhead and announces it to the entire high school, and then the principal sends a newsletter to the entire community. That's the difference between what they did and what you did. So, and validation for you.
Right. You had the Gabby Show. Would you have posted that picture?
Absolutely not. My content doesn't revolve around other people. Like, look at my top videos. Like, I'm making content about myself. I would never want to make my name on, I was going to say no offense, but yes, offense. I would never make my name on someone else's.
What do we do on a TV show?
I think that if it's something involving somebody's sexuality or anything involving anybody's personal life, I personally don't think that the media has to say anything about anyone. And that's where I think that we need a drastic shift in culture. We do love talking about celebrities as if they're characters. Humanity is completely out of the window. And I say this as somebody who obviously had a really great life online, but it's just, we have to start looking at humans as humans.
If I ask Gabby, like, who are you? Are you a musician, actress, entertainer?
I would identify as an artist, first and foremost, of a lot of different kinds. That's how I like to identify. That's what makes me feel good. And I like to spend most of my days creating. I started this when nobody knew what social media was. And I was 22 years old. I just came out of college. And I remember telling people, I'm going to be a Viner. And people said, that's not a thing. And I said, it will be. So I kind of dove into it without really understanding what that meant. And that's also when I didn't work through anything in my life yet. And I had so many mental issues going on. And I had so much past trauma. I was trying to figure out who I was. I was 22 years old.
Like,
but now
everyone.
Here I am. And I'm 30, and there's so much of my life online and so much of my energy and my privacy that people now have access to that I wish I could eliminate. But these kids now...
So you regret it.
Of course. That's why when I see these children, I was in 10th or 11th grade when I got my first cell phone. We had limited text messages. Mm-hmm. These kids are on their phone all the time. And what happened in the pandemic is they have nothing to do but be on their phones, accessing every part of each other's lives. Everything is digital. I went to the internet because I had a really hard time socializing in real life. I had a hard time making friends. And then all of a sudden I'm on the internet and I have all of these followers who think I'm cool and now I'm the popular girl. So
did you
maybe
have this addiction that Perez talked about?
Or? Absolutely. But what upset me is when I was back there is I was really eager to hear what you had to say. And it feels like you can't take accountability at all from where I'm sitting. Like hearing you speak, it sounds like you have no idea what you're saying. You sound like such a hypocrite. You're still doing the thing that you got canceled for, but you know you don't have to say anything about anyone. Like you can just shut your mouth and that'd be cool too.
A lot of people could say the same thing about you. In fact, over the last few months, many people have come forward accusing you of very hurtful, toxic, cruel things. And people can do their own research.
And if they do, which you'll see, there's nothing there. I never intentionally got into the drama community. The drama community got into me.
The online drama came to a head when Gabby posted a series of emotional videos before deciding to take a break from social media and walk away from her millions of subscribers.
Everybody's already decided that I'm like this monster, combative, wants to hurt people person.
Everybody created a version of me that's just not real. And it felt like everyone in my actual real life, not the people who pretend to know me based on whatever interaction they've had, they say it feels like the people on the internet literally think you're the opposite of who you are. And I wanted to prove them wrong. Like, I just wanted to show them who I was. But that's where the ego comes in, is I cared so much still about what other people thought
about me. Still now?
No, not now. But, like, at that point when I was, like, making those videos and trying to defend myself and tell my side.
I've always been, like, an oversharer. So, like, if I'm sad, I, like, talk about it. Like, I post about it. When I show them that I'm hurt, it hurts more when people pick it apart and, like, tell me that I'm, like, faking or that I shouldn't be feeling this way or whatever, or that I deserve it.
Okay, this is very valuable. It's important that we show the ultimate thing that can happen.
Consequences.
With popularity.
Through the course of this, I've lost 2 record deals. I've lost friends, opportunities, money, numbers. Like, there wasn't a professional, personal, financial, any type of benefit that I've gotten from this, and I have not wanted it. That's why I think I've tried every single thing that I could do. And then the only thing that I felt like I had left was, okay, I guess I just have to tell my side. But then halfway through that, I stopped, because even that, I realized, like, okay, this is not feeding my soul in the way that I wanted it to.
That will affect your mental health.
Of course.
You know, I've been canceled and am canceled over and over again by the public.
You're re-canceled.
But one thing we have not talked about, which I find sad and interesting, is cancel culture has become so accepted in so many circles, especially when you're talking about politics. On both sides, if you disagree, if you don't think the way that other people think,
right,
you're instantly canceled.
Right.
Listen, I grew up in Miami with a lot of family members.
Yeah. You can't even have the conversation.
I know. I don't align with their views, but that's still my family member, and I'm still going to love you. And
that's important. And I'm really glad you said that, because there isn't enough love in disagreement. Just like I came out here, I was like, I don't agree what you're saying about, like, girls. That's why I came out a little bit heated, because that conversation was like,
I'm still a little bit heated.
She's always heated.
But, like, you and I can disagree, and we can have nothing but respect and love for each other, and that's a good thing. So thank you for just, like, pointing that out.
We can all, as human beings, and this is something I feel like we need to work on, is empathy.
Oh, yes. We want to try to figure out this whole new world and what we should change in it, or how we can help it be better.
And to me, what's especially scary is that, you know, we keep seeing now people in their 20s losing jobs over things they said when they were teenagers on social media over a decade ago.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important. Like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2024 presidential campaign features 2 candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here to help us unpack this complicated issue is NYU Communications Professor Gabrielle Gambrell. Professor, how far does cancel culture go? Like, do you hold somebody accountable for things they said when they were children that didn't have an idea of what they were doing?
It depends on how many people are coming to say, that's not okay. How many people are like, I'll let that slide. As people, no one is perfect. Right, and we recognize that no one is perfect. We talk about cancel culture. We talk about people's reputation, their credibility, and their profit. Why are you concerned with someone's credibility? Is it because there's a social impact element there? Mm. Is there because...
Are they harming the world?
Yes. Is someone doing something wrong where you're like, actually, we need to step in because I just did research and this is wrong. And hey, guys, I actually do need your help because justice needs to be done.
I don't even necessarily think that cancel culture is a bad thing. I wouldn't call it cancel culture. I do believe that righteous indignation could be and often is a positive. But what is disappointing is it seems like so often people's go-to is cancel first.
Where's the line?
The line is determined by the public. You know, Bill Cosby is a convicted rapist.
Yeah, I know. That's...
He was released from prison on a technicality.
Mm-hmm.
Since his release, he has announced plans to do a docu, either series or film, and go on tour, a stand-up comedy tour. I'm pretty sure it'll sell out.
Why is he being allowed now to go on tour and do a documentary?
Yeah, and it really speaks to who's outraged, who's upset, who's trying to cancel you. So if we talk about one of the greatest entertainers of all time, Michael Jackson.
Yes.
You say Michael Jackson, I'm seeing a PYT like all day long. However, to some people, if you say Michael Jackson, they may say, don't play that here. They may bring up children. They may bring up certain things.
Yeah.
It's based on your perception or that community you're speaking to. Now, if things are of the past and things resurface, you need to help your audience, help your community understand who you are today.
Mm.
Another thing of cancel culture, was your intent malicious? Are you being rude? Are you being disrespectful? And then that also gets to people talking about cancel culture or bullying. Because when you bully someone, if you are a bully, you are intentionally trying to hurt someone and not necessarily give them better.
Okay, so when it comes to cancel culture,
yes,
when is it too far?
When someone is contemplating their life, when someone is saying, this really hurt me, or, you know, do I deserve to be here anymore? Can I ever come back from that? That's where cancel culture can be dangerous.
And again, I say, parents, we have to be aware of what our children are seeing, doing, how much time they're alone on the web. It's a very dangerous place.
It really is so toxic and dangerous.
I can't think of another resource like that has ever existed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I would like to hear final thoughts from the both of you, Perez.
I think one great solution is to really treat everybody like family and view them like a cousin or a brother or a sister and acknowledge, I don't agree with that, but you're still my brother, you're still my cousin. And if you view people that way, you'll treat them and talk about them differently.
That's very important. And Gabby?
We have this type of society now where everybody is allowed to have an opinion and everybody feels really almost like they're supposed to have an opinion on everything. I think we just need to really lead with kindness more and also try to detach ourselves a little bit from the conditioning that we have with social media, which is this is all we're worth now. For me, at least, like so much worth came from numbers, because when those numbers start slipping from 5 million views to 1 million, you're like, well, what am I doing wrong? And now you're in this cycle of trying to please everybody but yourself, and you lose your soul and yourself completely.
And this is a lesson for all of us. We need to lower the temperature of our social discourse in every way. And we can't continue to silence or cancel someone just because we disagree with them. And the only true way forward is to respectfully engage in an open dialogue that fosters growth, empathy, and compromise. Thank you to all of our guests who joined the table today and to all of you for being with us.
Human beings are going to make mistakes. You've made mistakes. I've made mistakes.
Me? I've made no mistakes. We keep growing until the day we die. If you think you know it all, you don't know anything, because we'll continue to evolve every day.
And maybe we're all coming out of the dark.
Maybe.
Thanks for listening. To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/Red Table Talk Estefans. Red Table Talk The Estefans is a production of Westbrook Studios in partnership with iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network. For more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.